You are listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart along with my co-host Luke Burbank, and it's that time again. News you can't miss, news you can't use. It's The Ramble.
We're the only NPR show that would cop to bringing you news you can't use. News you can't use, but boy, you're going to be talking about it today. Los Angeles County Court Commissioner has awarded exclusive custody of Britney Spears' two sons, exclusive custody to her ex-husband, Kevin Federline, until further notice. This commissioner named Scott Gordon didn't give exactly the reason why he denied Britney custody.
Commissioner Gordon?
To the bat. Okay. Just weeks, though, before this, he actually there was a whole sesh where a former bodyguard of Britney's came in and talked about her apparent drug and alcohol use, said it was habitual, frequent, and continuous. In February, Britney and Kevin agreed to share custody of the kids, but Kevin has changed his mind and now asked for exclusive custody. He actually asked for that back in August, and he just got it. By the way, Give Me More, which is Britney's new song, the one she performed on the Video Music Awards, Too Much noticement on the YouTubes and the MyFace. That song, it hit the Billboard dance charts at 25 this week. And her fifth album, which doesn't have a title, is due out in November.
And for all of you turning your nose up to that story right now, it is the number one most viewed at CNN.com, the most trusted name in news.
Absolutely.
Just pointing that out. We're talking about Hollywood a little bit. Actor Will Smith announced that he's starting to work on the remake of the 1984 hit Karate Kid. He's going to be directing it. Who's he going to direct? His own son is going to be in the lead role.
Is he going to be like Black Mr. Miyagi?
No, Mr. Miyagi's actually going to be Jackie Chan.
Oh.
Jaden was in a film with his dad before, Pursuit of Happiness. When Ralph Macchio starred in that movie, he was 22. Jaden Smith is 9. We're just pointing that out.
The tournament! All right, well, TV viewers in the northern Afghan city of Mazar-e-Sharif have been tuning into a program which Reuters is calling, quote, an extremely low-budget take on the hit America's Next Top Model. The women, of course, are more modestly dressed than what we would be accustomed to on an American show. In one episode, they wore brightly colored traditional costumes with baggy pants, long, loose-fitting shawls, and headscarves. At least 10 women dropped out of the program after Muslim clerics condemned it. And despite the fall of the Taliban, most women in Afghanistan still wear burqas. The show's director is 18-year-old Sosin Sultani. He told Reuters, "Afghanistan is free, and these girls are the future of this country." They couldn't get Tyra Banks to post, I don't think.
I think he wrote the whole article just so he could have this headline, Afghan Models Reveal the Beauty Under the Burqa.
That is catchy. That is definitely catchy.
All right, so this one is just, it's one of these scary stories that you hear, like news that could kill you, but this really could kill you, but it's very, very small, very, very rare. There's an amoeba in some lakes, and it's being blamed for the deaths of at least 6 men and boys in Arizona, Texas, and Florida. What it does is it enters your brain through your nose, and then it eats away at your brain. It's this bacteria which is found in ponds and swimming pools in warmer parts of the country. It just loves the warm weather, but you really have to inhale a lot of it and a lot of the muck on the bottom of the lake. Between 95 and 2003, it killed 23 people in the United States. Now, authorities and scientists are concerned about it because as temperatures rise, they're worried there will be more cases of this. It's called, if you want to Google this, Nalegira fowleri or something like that.
I'm just staying out of the water
for
the rest of my life just to be safe. Plus, if you see me without my shirt on, it's probably good for everybody.
And that is The Ramble for October 2nd.